Are you kidding me? Another shooting? When are people going to learn? When are people going to stop hurting one another? They won't. They won't because our hearts are corrupt. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 15, verse 19, "For out of the heart come evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false testimony, slander." When will people learn? They won't. Because we by nature are sinful to the very core. In our heart of hearts, we're selfish and really only care about ourselves. That's why the prayer that David prayed in Psalm 51 is so important. After being confronted in his sin and the corruption of his heart, this is what he prayed. "Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me from your presence or take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me." Create in me a pure heart. God does that when he places faith inside of us. He puts something new in there, something different from what we are by nature. Through that faith, he washes us in the blood of Jesus and purifies us from all corruption, from all of our sin. But that faith then is also eager to love God and love one another. Through that faith, God changes us so that we think differently about ourselves and about the people around us. God, through that faith, empowers us to be kind and compassionate to one another. So when we see tragedies like shootings, our hearts go out to the victims. But when we look for a cause, we only have to look within. We know what our hearts are like. And so we pray with David, "Create in me a pure heart, O God." May God continue to purify your heart through faith in Jesus. May he continue to change the way you think so that you view him and your neighbor properly. To God be the glory. Amen.